Each month, VPR Classical highlights the work of talented young composers across the region. I'm Kari Anderson, and welcome to the Student Composer Showcase for February, produced in collaboration with MusicComp's online composition mentoring. This month's composer, Emily Sinnott, is a senior at Harwood Union High School. To begin our conversation, I asked Emily about her earliest interest in music.
I used to live in England, and I started playing fife when I was in England because my arms were too short to reach the flute. I went to a concert when I was over there, and I heard the flute, and I just immediately decided, that's the instrument I want to play. So I started playing flute when I got back, and I've been playing since. And then I took up the piccolo last year and started ukulele and piano, and I've been playing cello for a bit as well.
And then when did that turn into writing music?
7th grade, I think, is when I started. It was either 7th or 8th grade. My band teacher, Chris Rivers, started doing the Opus composition project, and I hadn't really had much experience with it beforehand. And then I started writing music, and I found that I really loved to create music, because I love to create in every aspect of life. I love creative writing. I love doing art. It's just so, of course, I love creating music, too.
So when you're sitting in front of a blank score, a blank page, how do you start to write a piece?
Sometimes it really depends. Sometimes I'll just be like sitting in the middle of class and all of a sudden something will come to me and I'm like, oh my God, I need to write this down right now. So I'll pull out like my composition book out of my bag and start scribbling it down. And my teachers have just kind of learned to be like, oh, okay, she's got a piece. Yep, whatever. But so that's good. But sometimes like, If I'm in a time frame where I need to write a piece for an assignment, or if I'm at like composition camp or something, then oftentimes I'll try to figure out what I want to say first. And then once I have what I want to say with this piece, I'll start putting down the notes and seeing how things sound. I'll change things around if I don't like it, things like that.
Are you generally a fast composer or a slow one?
It really depends, I think. Once I have an idea, sometimes I'll just stay in the same spot for hours writing my music down and getting it onto the computer so I can hear it. And then other times I'll just jot something down and be like, okay, I'm going to leave that for now and come back to it later. A composition is never really finished. Mm-hmm. It's like you're always wanting to go back and change things or something. That is a difficult question for me to answer.
Do you have like a special preference for writing for the flute because you play it?
Not exactly, actually. I enjoy writing for strings most of all, I think, because strings have an incredibly wide range and there are things that they can do that wind instruments and brass can't. Like they can slide, they can do all sorts of like really cool things, like playing the harmonics really high. It's really cool.
Tell us a little about gears and strings.
All right. Well, this piece, I wrote this during a one-week composition camp with Eric Nielsen, who's been my mentor for the past year or so. He's pretty awesome. I guess it really took inspiration from the novel I'm currently working on, which is kind of a dystopic universe. It's hard to explain. And it started to mean a lot more to me later on as I was getting into it and really listening to everything that was happening. It starts off more lyrical and it intensifies as it goes on. It's similar to the plot of my story. It starts off softly, I guess you would say, and not much is happening. You don't really know what's going on. And then it grows and gets a lot more complex. There's a rhythm in the beginning that you're going to hear that it's kind of like one and. That relates to my Scottish heritage a lot because they use that in a lot of Scottish music. Typically in 4-4, which my piece is in 4-4. So it's kind of inspired by that as well.
And what next? You're a senior at Harwood. Are you thinking about studying music or other interests?
Yeah, I'd really love to teach music, I think. Because I got inspired by my teacher, Chris Rivers. And I realized that my life without music would just be empty. And I really want to continue with music and pursue my passions in life because it's what makes me happy.